All right, welcome back for game number two of the BGN Invitational Tournament 4 Championship Series between Lousy.Cheesy and Super Killer. By the way, this is our first series of broadcasts not involving Killa Ace. So guess what? There will actually be broadcasts out there of other players who play at Blizzard Gaming Night. What a surprise. Game number two is going to be played on the map of Gaia. And it's going to be probably most likely a Protoss versus Zerg game again. Your thoughts about the map, Gaia, and your thoughts about what Lousy.Cheesy needs to do to tie this series up at one game apiece.
Oh, okay. What about the map first? The map, this is a four-player map, and I have played it several times, but I have played it a lot, like 2 years before, I guess. It's an interesting map. It has two possibilities to enter the natural expansion for every player. There is a big bridge, and there is a smaller entry from the side. So we can see some flanking attacks or some hidden attacks from the side, from any player. So okay, we see a surprising matchup. We see Random versus Protoss, Random from Lousy.Cheesy, while he is now Terran. So we see a Terran versus Protoss game. That's very interesting because I wanted to say something about Zerg versus Protoss and what he had to do, but yeah, we'll see about that game. Superkiller is at 6 o'clock, while Lousy.Cheesy is at 1 o'clock position. At the 1 o'clock position, while he's doing his usual build, I think he's going to test to this usual metal build versus Protoss. And what he knows right now is that the Superkiller is probably not going to make a fast expansion as we have seen it, because the first pylon is being built in the main base, and the Wallen being built from Lousy.Cheesy. I'm looking forward. There are a lot of possibilities to play this game. There could maybe be built fast expansion from Lousy.Cheesy. He could play two factory push with tanks. He could make the so-called Gundam Rush with six Marines, one or two Vultures, one tank, and some SCVs. He could make two Rex building, so an M&M Rush. He could make a lot of things, but we see now the refinery being built. The same goes for the assimilator and the first Stargate being warped in. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, it's an interesting move from Lousy.Cheesy. It seems like he's always counted on his Zerg to win games that are important, but he decides to go Terran. Is this just another unusual ploy from Lousy.Cheesy to try to intimidate his opponent, trying to just change things up, trying to just play, as he always claims, I like to joke about him, play more exciting? It's just unusual. Why do you think he chose Terran in this particular game, especially when his one strategy that he likes to do is Marines and Medics, and that is not exactly a good way to go against a Protoss player? So why do you think Lousy decided to go with Terran this time?
I think he just wants his... I don't know if he had chosen Terran, or was it a random? Was he random?
I believe he actually changed it at the last second.
Do you know that?
For some reason.
Okay, that could be, that is possible. Well, to be honest, I think he just wants Superkiller not to be able to, he wants him not to know what he's gonna do. He wants him to stay there and not knowing what strategy he's gonna do. He wants him to surprise with some sort of strategies and so on. That's why I think he has chosen to play Terran this game, because maybe he wants to use his Zerg in the later games, game 5, game 4, something around that, because this is his better matchup, I guess. I don't know. That's what I think.
Yep, at this point, Lousy.Cheesy looks like he has two factories underway. He has a wall in right at the top of his ramp there, but I believe there's a nice little hole there in between the left supply depot and the barracks that might let a couple of things through. So Ah, Super Killer has his first Dragoon coming into the main base of Lousy Dat Cheesy, or at least he's tried to. That little wall in, however, is not going to be big enough for the Dragoon to get through. I know. This is just ingenious comments. Lousy Dat Cheesy's peppering away at the Dragoon with a couple of Marines there. His Dragoon decides to push up and now is attacking one of the supply depots. And Lousy Dat Cheesy's just sitting back waiting probably for a vulture or a tank to come to destroy that one Dragoon. Interesting. This is really exciting stuff, isn't it, Des? Back to you.
Yeah, it's not really exciting. We see the Goon still attacking that depot while Lousy Cheesy's waiting for his first tank. And, yeah, it looks like Lousy Cheesy's is gonna play a two-factory tank push something around that because he's building the add-on for both of the factories. And while we see robotics being warped in for Super Killer, and the second gateway is there also. So three Dragoons are now in front of Lousy Cheesy's base. While one goon has just 12 hit points, and that tank will be able to that tank has been destroyed by those goons. That was a very good move from Super Killer, because every tank counts a lot here. And we see a third factory being built, so Lousy Cheesy will play very aggressive, I guess. Very aggressive. The only thing I'm waiting for is the upgrades for the vultures to be able to set some mines around. While we see a fast expansion, the second expansion, natural expansion for Super Killer, looks like Lousy Cheesy's strategy is going to be the perfect counter for that early expansion from Super Killer. Although he's building a third gateway too, and he's built an observatory, yes. And so we will see no Reaver drop or something else, but we are going to see an attack very soon, I guess. Yeah, back to you.
Yep, Super Killer at this point has a group of 7 Dragoons just sitting there waiting at the main bridge leading out to the rest of the world here on Gaia. Lousy Dat Cheesy just decided to meet 4 of those Dragoons with one of his SCVs. On an attempted scouting run, but that scouting run turned into a suicide run. Anyways, back at Lousy Dat Cheesy's main base, he now has himself a vulture being produced, and here it looks like Lousy Dat Cheesy is on the attack. He has himself a group of 6 tanks, 2 marines, and a vulture, and they're going to go intercept those 8 dragoons, and our first battle of this second game ensues right at that first main bridge, entering into Lousy Dat Cheesy's side of the map. Lousy Dat Cheesy scared away those dragoons, there we go. There's only 5 of them back sitting there to the left of the center of the main map, and Lousy Dat Cheesy continues on the aggressive push. Back at Super Killer's main bridge to his main base, he has 4 dragoons sitting there, and Super Killer is going to flank those tanks and that vulture from both sides. 4 from the bottom, 5 from the side. See, and Lousy Dat Cheesy probably realizes this and is going to attempt to retreat, but not without losing a couple tanks in the process. Back to you.
Yeah, this looks bad for Lousy Cheesy, as Super Killer was able to hold the attack off, has his expansion already, while Cheesy is still losing tanks. He has now just 2 tanks, 2 tanks left. Third one in the main base, but yeah, that really looks bad, I guess, because as I said, he has no expansion yet, and that attempt to attack was not good. We still see just goons being built by Super Killer. That surprises me a bit, because he should maybe build some Zeals too, but okay. Tanks have been sieged. The goons are destroying the barracks from Lousy Cheesy, and Cheesy is now in a defensive position. So we'll see if Super Killer will be able to use it to his advantage by expanding once or twice more and overwhelm his his opponent later on. Back to you.
Meanwhile, back at Super Killer's main base, he has a Citadel underway. And Super Killer is, again, as you said, in the dominant position at this point. He has an observer taking a look at every move that Lousy.Cheesy is making, as it looks like Lousy.Cheesy is attempting to expand to his natural right below his main base in the top right corner. So Lousy.Cheesy is in a position just establishing a defensive position with five tanks, two right on top of the minerals on the high ground over that mineral part of the expansion, plus three tanks in a nice staggered position. In the meanwhile, Super Killer knows that he has himself a pretty good spot, so he expands yet again to the mineral-only expansion immediately above his main base. So, and Super Killer is up to now four gateways, while Lousy.Cheesy only has three factories, and a Templar archive is also underway for Super Killer. So it looks like Super Killer might have the advantage in macro, and it has a big advantage right now in positioning. Back to you.
Yeah, that's very true. While Lousy.Cheesy is moving slowly to his natural expansion now, moving his common center there, and will soon moving his, well, some of his SCVs to this position, Supercooler is just standing outside of the bridge of the natural base from Lousy.Cheesy with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 goons, while two goons cover the side, the side position. of the natural expansion, and it looks good for Super Killer. He's just he has finished his third expansion, his third base, building some probes. I think he's going to move some there right now. Yes, he has four gates in his main base. He has soon speed zeals, I guess. It doesn't look too bad for Super Killer right now. But Cheesy is coming back to game. The longer Super Killer waits to do something, the better for Lousy.Cheesy, because Terran armies are always strong when they are big, because it's just how Terran works. Yeah, back to you.
Super Killer, in the meanwhile, has loaded up a shuttle with four Dark Templar, and it looks like he's going towards the top of the map. If I had to take a guess, he's probably going to drop those Dark Templar right into the main base of Lousy.Cheesy. Either that, or he's just going to drop the four Dark Templar up at the unoccupied base just for the heck of it. But I get the feeling he's probably going to go after one of the two expansions of Lousy.Cheesy. Oh yeah, here we go. The shuttle makes a nice right-hand turn. Let's follow this shuttle, see what he's doing. He's going right along the edge of the main base at the 12 o'clock position. Looks like he's going to run into the barracks, though, of Lousy.Cheesy, flying over to that main spot. And what do you know? I might actually be right. Yes, the shuttlecraft is going into the main base of Lousy.Cheesy, and those four Dark Templar are dropped. All they have to do is get that one missile turret out of the way, and that's exactly what those four Dark Templar go for. And now his main base is defenseless against those four Dark Templar. Boy, that's a pretty good time for a drop, and also good use of that observer sitting in Lousy.Cheesy's main base. Lousy's attempting to use a couple of spider mines to destroy those Dark Templar, but two of the Dark Templar make the mistake of going into the natural where the missile turret was and bite the dust. At this point, all Super Killer should do is just continue to pick off SCVs, and that's exactly what he's doing. Super Killer has just turned this game from pretty well in control to probably completely in control. And back to you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The two Dark Templars are sitting there, harming the SCVs, harming the main base. Lousy.Cheesy is not able to do something. Another Dark Templar has been destroyed right now. Well, the last one is in the mineral line of the main base, destroying a depot, while Lousy.Cheesy is trying to defend with mines and so on. And yeah, the Dark Templar is still there. The academy is not built already, so he's not able to scan. While we see a big force outside of Lousy.Cheesy's base, we are gonna see front triple attack very soon from Super Killer, as he's now positioning the Zealots in front of the Dragoons, and it's like, looks like, yeah, I guess 18 Dragoons and maybe 10 to 12 Zealots. He should be able to attack right now, but he's not doing so. He's Super Killer is expanding another time at another mineral-only position, and I'm wondering about that, but okay, he does it. While Lousy Cheesy tries to expand him for himself a third time, while he has, yeah, he has destroyed the Dark Templar in his main base, and now we see an attack. The Zealots run into the tanks there, destroying the tanks, mines popping out, and this, yeah, this looks very, very good, very, very good for a Super Killer. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tanks against a lot of goons, and I don't know, I think the goons may bite the dust as SCVs are coming from the base, chasing away the goons while the tanks get free hits. And yeah, they're destroying almost the whole army. Yeah, that was a very good move from Lousy Cheesy, using his SCVs to, to defend his lines. But we see a next wave of Zealots coming in. It looks bad for Cheesy. Looks very bad for Cheesy, and I think we'll hear the GG very soon. Because the next wave of units is being produced again. A lot of SCVs bite the dust, a lot of SCVs have been lost already, and they, well, yeah, the splash, yeah, okay, this looks like, this is really looking like the GG, GG, from Lousy Cheesy, second game for Super Killer.
Super Killer takes game number 2 on the map of Gaia, and now has a 2-0 series lead in this championship series. Super Killer won the game with a score of 70,306, with Lousy.Cheesy's score only 49,492. The key score figure to take note of, though, Super Killer mined 12,000 more resources than his opponent. Super Killer in that game also at the end had 9 gateways versus 3 factories from Lousy.Cheesy. Very, very unusual play from Lousy.Cheesy, as usually he's one that sits back, defends, plays very passive, but then continues to macro, has tons of units in production, and then swarms. Super Killer's basically taken that script and used it against him. Your thoughts about game number 2, and what Lousy.Cheesy now has to do to get out of a 2-0 hole in this best of 7 series?
Yeah, I think this decision from him to choose Terran was not good. You recognize that he doesn't feel very comfortable with playing Terran. He made some mistakes that are unusual if you play Terran as your main race. Like, yeah, the build order at the beginning was a bit strange. He was a bit slowly with his first tanks. He lost his tanks when he moved out to push. So I think Lousy Cheesy should play what he's able to play. So that means he should take his Zerg. He should play his usual style of Zerg, and not do any tricks, not do any cheesy strats. Looks like he tried to do so first two games, but it didn't work very well. I think his strength are when playing, well, his usual style, because he feels very comfortable, and as you said, he's a macro player. That means that if you let him take too much time to expand or to build units, he's usually able to overwhelm an opponent who has less macro. Okay.
And that concludes the game number 2. In just a couple of moments here, we will begin game number 3 on the map of Tau Cross with Super Killer with a 2-0 lead. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. That's alright, you were fine. It's just the players, they're getting ornery, like always.